commentator Richard Farrell has reasons of his own for tracking events in Afghanistan.
I'm a heroin addict, and I feel as if a piece of my heart is going to war in Afghanistan. I'm not using anymore, but this war and my addiction are horribly intertwined. You see, my 23-year-old son William is a member of the United States Navy's Elite Mobile Unit 11. The unit is heading for a newly constructed base in Afghanistan, and the enemy they'll face has everything to do with heroin. The Taliban funds terrorism with millions of dollars from the opium trade. Afghanistan supplies most of the world's heroin. It has been 22 years since I methodically unwrapped a tiny plastic bag of heroin, tossed the white powder into a cooker, and fired it into my veins. I remember sitting in detox, shaking with panic attacks, gagging, trying desperately to survive just another minute. I used to have nightmares about a 6-foot needle chasing me in and out of the shadows. Now, because of William's mission, I feel heroin nipping at my heels again. The panic attacks are coming on strong. I do my best to forget that my boy is going to war, but the nightly news reminds me. American soldiers, young boys, killed by roadside bombs. I see William's face instead, and instantly my brain rewinds to when he was 12. I watch him run wild on a football field in Lowell, Massachusetts. Then I see his boots hit the ground in Afghanistan. I'm deeply troubled, wondering if my son will be trying to wipe out the crop that nearly killed me 22 years ago. Back then, I was an involuntary customer who helped create a demand for the drug. I was the last link in a system that produced and distributed heroin, the very system my son William will be trying to break. Last night, my detox nightmare came back. This time, though, it's not a needle full of heroin chasing me. Instead, it's an AK-47 Guerrilla rifle's bullet, an IED tucked neatly under loose gravel, or an RPG moving quickly through the air. It's after my son William. I wake up just before it takes him out. Some mornings, the thought of the future brings me to tears. Heroin snatched away William's childhood. Heroin's power destroyed his family. Now, 22 years later, in a very different way, heroin has another chance to break my heart. And frankly, I'm not sure if I'd recover this time around.
Richard Farrell is author of What's Left of Us, A Memoir of Addiction. You can comment on the opinion page at npr.org.